This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I mentioned the story in a previous hour about the death rates being up 40%. And here's what it says. Huge numbers, death rates up 40% over pre-COVID death rates. And I read this part in the previous, so I'm going to read it here right now. It says, as the pandemic enters its second year running, the number of deaths the virus has caused is much greater than the official numbers indicate, setting a historic record. The CDC explains that these excess deaths are associated with COVID-19 directly or indirectly, typically defined as the difference between the observed numbers of deaths in a specific period of time and the expected numbers of deaths in the same time. Since February 1 of 2020, the CDC estimates that there have been 942,000 and change excess deaths in the United States. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now, they want you to believe that the deadly COVID is the reason for this. And that, you know, I don't know, quite frankly, are they trying to say it was more deadly than we thought or whatever? But that's the difference. Now, here's what the CEO of One America, a big insurance firm, explained during a health conference that was organized by the Indiana Chamber of Commerce a couple weeks ago. He said his company is seeing the highest death rates now than he's ever seen before since he started in the insurance business. Now, here's what I want you to understand about One America. These guys cover people generally 18 to 64 years old. Now, let me read the rest of this and then we'll go into why I bring this up. He says, they write, even more alarming is where those death rates are hitting, with Davidson saying it's primarily among working age people between the ages of 18 and 64 who are covered by One America's group life policies. The company says that's similar to what the rest of the group life industry is seeing and is consistent with CDC data. Now, if you recall, not long ago, I warned people. I said, you're not going to hear the mainstream fake news media talking about what's really happening. And what's really happening is these Wu flu vaccines are killing people in that age group I just described, certainly under 50, say 30 to 50 year old range, where people are normally very healthy. I talked to a friend this weekend who told me that one of his buddies, who's 35 years old, took the shot because his company forced him to do it. The guy now, he had a stroke. About a month later, he had to go on disability, and ultimately they fired the guy because he couldn't do his job. Now, this was a healthy guy who never wanted to take the shot. He has no recourse against his company. Now, why are these people in the 18 to 64 age group, what's their deal? Because to read this, you would think that it's I love how they put this. They said, explains that the excess deaths are associated with COVID-19 directly or indirectly. What constitutes indirectly with COVID-19? See, they don't explain that. But let me explain it for you. What constitutes indirectly is that vaccine. And it goes back to the data. And 18 to 64-year-olds are not supposed to be dying. 18 to 64, look, forget 18 to 30, right? We know 18 to 30 is not supposed to be dying. And I would love to see the breakout of this, you know, like 18 to 25, 25 to 40, whatever. But certainly we can all agree that under 50 years old, you're in pretty decent health for the most part. 50 is the new 35. 70 is the new 50. 80 is the new 65. I mean, I could go on giving you sort of these numbers and these breakdowns. But because of Wu Flu and what's happened, not the disease itself, but these so-called cures, we're seeing this skew. Now, I talked last hour about the CDC not wanting to give up their data. Pfizer didn't want to give up their data. By the way, we had a story. I don't know. Do we still have the story about India where Pfizer didn't want to. They were going to go to India and they wanted to do the emergency act. And India said, OK, fine. Give us your data that explains why this is such an emergency. And Pfizer says, you know what? We'll just skip India. Folks, you're getting scammed. If we got the truth, oh my gosh, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't need to be vindicated, but if we got the truth about this, people would just be livid. The CDC is trying to make it appear as though Wu Flu was more deadly than it was, and they're trying to remove blame from any of these vaccines. Now, what's interesting to me is this. The data's starting to come in, and it's not trickling in. It's pouring in. But in New York, Eric Adams, the new mayor, fired more than 1,400 government workers who refused to get vaccinated. This was about a week or so ago. 36 NYPD, 25 fire department workers, and 914 Department of Education staffers. They said at one point there were 4,000 people on the chopping block. So here's my point to this. Even as these people start to get the truth about what's happening with this stuff, they still refuse to do anything. And you got to be asking yourself, what's up? The data doesn't support it. Death rates up 40%, people. Pay attention to me. 40%. Do you think that this would have happened had they just left it alone and let this thing play out its normal course? Do you think we would have seen a 40% increase in deaths between the ages of 18 and 64? Of course not. That would be a true pandemic of some sort. The reason why we're seeing these inflated numbers is exactly with, and I wish they could sue these people, with this nonsense that we're dealing with these various jurisdictions that are saying you're mandated to get it. Thank God it's starting to go away. But we're not going away. We got another fine hour for great broadcasting, and I hope you stick around. We're going to be talking about Kamala Harris quite a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ever heard the saying, drive me to drink? Y'all gonna drive me to drink. Or my grandmother used to say this all the time. Boy, you're going to make me lose my religion. When she said that, that was a threat. I mean, that was when she was like ready to throw down on you. Boy, you're going to make me lose my religion. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You know what Democrats will do? They will drive you to drink. They will make you lose your religion. Democrats are very, very vile, evil people. And I tell you, this is a warning. I don't tell you this because I'm trying to, you know, ingratiate myself to you. We like each other. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to put on airs, as they say. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I already said that, didn't I? That's okay. Doesn't hurt. In my book, Race Pimping, I talk about Democrats. I talk about the issues that we talk about here quite a bit. But I highlight the idea of what is it costing you? The race pimping and the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. And I was speaking of it in terms of education, in terms of what it costs corporations to implement all these stupid policies that have nothing to do with making better products. But we got the latest one, which is this $6 trillion debt that we will never be able to repay. And I don't know who's going to pay for it. We won't. As far as I'm concerned, they could run up $50 trillion of debt. It won't matter. We're never going to pay for it. Oh, Kevin, they could raise our taxes. They can't raise our taxes enough to pay for that nonsense. And we're encroaching on numbers like quadrillions, going from trillions to quadrillions. There will be trillionaires soon in this country. Man, I remember when I just wanted to be a millionaire. And that's nothing. Being a millionaire is nothing today. Anyway, we'll drive you to drink. And this is why I want to cover this story. Drug overdoses under Biden. The United States drug overdose crisis is only getting worse. They wrote this. And the CDC reported yet another grim record just recently. You guys ready for this? The agency revealed that an estimated 104,288 Americans died of a drug overdose between September 20th of 2020 and September 20th of 2021. The most ever recorded in a 12-month period. Think about that. The most on record ever in a 12-month period. Drug overdoses. In the time of Joe Biden, it was also, get this, the fourth straight month where a record for year-over-year drug overdose deaths was set. So the trend line shows more and more people are getting involved with drugs. Now, let's connect the dots, shall we? Drug abuse? Where do we get the drugs? They come across, what's that word? Hold on, somebody help me here. What is it? Oh, that's right, the border. Drugs come across the border. And then all the payola begins to happen with the Democrats who are very, what's that word I'm looking for, that they like a lot? What is it, liberal? Yeah, they're very liberal on how drugs get into certain communities. And so the drugs come across our border. They're distributed into the various cities where they've set up these things called methadone shot places. They've got heroin. You can go shoot up heroin in cities like San Francisco, L.A. and New York and other big cities. They practically condone drug use. Now, here's what I say about drugs. You can't stop a fool from wanting to put a chemical in their body. There's nothing you're going to do about it. They are who they are. But you shouldn't encourage it. You should encourage them to get help. You think the Democrats would ever want to encourage people to stop? And so you look at, you know, the Democrats are always talking about the greater good. If we can only save one. Do they watch shows like Intervention? Are they looking at these statistics? A 16% increase in overdose deaths within the past year. Are they monitoring this stuff? Are they really concerned that kids are getting the wrong messages? Or are they actually condoning this? And I think you know the answer. Can you imagine if the Republicans presided over that number, if the Republicans could honestly say, yeah, we're the ones who are all about drug culture. We're the ones who are about open borders that allow these drugs to come in. We're the ones not rehabbing these people, not keeping drugs off the street, whatever. And again, I'm not trying to simplify this issue. It isn't as simple as saying, well, we'll mess with supply and demand. All that means is the price may go up. But here's the beauty of the price going up of drugs. It may keep some people off. Even though I will admit I'm a proponent of saying, give them away. Just tell them you can't commit any crimes. And when you're dead, you're dead. I know people disagree with me on that. I've had them say, Kevin, you can't condone drug use in America. I was like, yeah, I can. I can give you the absolute walkthrough, a logical reason to just give drugs away. The amount of money we spend in the war on drugs is ridiculous. And what has it gotten us? Absolute access for cheaper and more readily available drugs than at any point in human history. So if you want to give me the rationale that says, yeah, let's keep doing this. This is a system that works. It's nonsense. So when I tell you that, Democrats drive you to drink or to lose your religion or to want to detach yourself from reality, is born of actual fact. It's born of knowledge about it. These are the stats, folks. As the Democrats like to say, this is the science. I was watching this Motown special. I think it's called The Making of Hitsville. And it's about Motown. And I said this on the show not too long ago after I was having a discussion with James Golden, who is Rush's producer, a.k.a. Snerdly. And James is a very accomplished guy. And we were talking about drugs in the black community and what are the origins. And James said to me,
well, Kevin, you do know that the origins of in the black community came with the Temptation song,
Cloud Nine. And I went, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, go look at the lyrics. He says, up until that point, Motown wouldn't make anything that wasn't wholesome. You know, My Guy, you know, songs about love and happiness and things like this. And the Temptations made the song Cloud Nine. And Barry went, well, you know what? I got to go with the times. And so he made that. Marvin Gaye started making songs like What's Going On? Things like this, talking about don't punish me with brutality, you know, stuff like that in his lyrics. And it became wildly successful. But here's the thing about those. It was a protest song that was a legitimate protest. Blacks got sucked into this idea about drugs through Cloud Nine and other pop culture things, because the lyrics, if you listen to it, I read them on the show one day, but the gist of it, the hook is, I'm doing fine on Cloud Nine, and he's detaching himself from his reality, the reality of being poor, growing up in a, you know, discrimination and so on and so forth. And while I won't condone drug use, I will say this: if you were black in the 50s and the 60s, I could see why you might want to get on Cloud Nine, but I don't see it today. Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about. Keep the difference.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The CDC says people getting the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine should now consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses instead of the 3 to 4 weeks previously recommended. CDC officials say they're reacting to research showing that the longer interval can provide more enduring protection. 12 to 64-year-olds, especially males 12 to 39, can benefit more from the longer spacing. The longer wait may help diminish a current vaccination side effect, a form of heart inflammation called pericarditis, seen in many young men.
And President Joe Biden has interviewed the three finalists for the Supreme Court vacancy that will open up when Justice Stephen Breyer retires later this year. Biden spoke with two federal judges, Ketanji Brown Jackson and J. Michelle Childs, and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. The White House said all of the possible candidates are deserving of bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine is halfway around the world, but if Russian President Vladimir Putin makes good on his threat to take over that country, Americans will feel sticker shock at the gas pump and in grocery stores. Food and gas prices, which are already at high levels because of 40-year high inflation and supply chain problems that President Joe Biden has been struggling to contain, would climb even higher because Russia is one of the world's biggest exporters of oil and wheat. Phil Lumpert, a food and marketing expert for the U.S. government, says if a war does break out and other countries stop importing from them and shift to importing from the U.S., prices will go up following demand and we will see shortages. Former New York City Police Union President Ed Mullins is expected to be charged this afternoon in connection with a raid last year on his home and union office. Mullins resigned in October as the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association and retired from the NYPD in November following the initial raid. The FBI confirmed that Mullins is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about the Joe Biden Russia policy? Woohoo! Pretty safe to say that Biden has really screwed things up with Russia and Ukraine. Goodness gracious! And the media would be right to question if the Biden family had any entanglements. And if those entanglements had anything to do with the present policy by Captain Demento's administration. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm asking the obvious. There's nothing new here today. Glad you guys are here. Because the cake hit the fan. And who did you not see this? Of course you saw it. If you have a brain, you saw it. What do you think Putin was going to do? I told you guys about, well, two things. One, I said, I hope Putin does go in. I don't know much about the geo-global situation there, but I wanted Putin to go in because I knew Putin would do to Biden what he wouldn't dare do to Trump. Again, I'm not saying anything you don't already know. I'm just highlighting what you're already thinking and what the world is witnessing now. Welcome, Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I guess Biden will have to put curing cancer on the back burner for just a bit, or no more black bailout holidays, you know, like Juneteenth, you know, no more tackling his, you know, very, you know, the big part of his agenda, which is getting all the transgender people jobs in his administration or whatever it is that he's focused on with his diversity efforts. He's going to actually have to go and get involved in world affairs. Let me just tell you this. This is exactly the reason why you don't play games in politics. See, the Democrats see winning and losing as a game. We want to control the Senate and the House so we can give ourselves a bunch of money over nonsense. And then real life hits them. Real life, Bidenflation. I laid out a list of things that are more important that should be worked on, problems of the Democrats' own creations, and specifically Joe Biden's the other day, or not the other day, earlier today. And I didn't even mention Bidenflation, shrinkflation, the fact that nobody wants to work, the fact that we have the laziest economy ever, the fact that we have the dumbest, laziest economy, you know what I'm saying, laziest people that don't want to contribute to the economy. Jobs are available, they don't want them. They want to wait on that UBI, Universal Basic Income. Listen to them. They haven't changed. And by the way, here's the other thing that's happening. A lot of Democrats are finally breaking away from Biden. They're declaring, oh, the Democratic Party has left me, man. Don't trust them. Don't trust those guys. Do not vote for somebody who was a Democrat and becomes a so-called Republican. And don't laud them as if, oh, well, they've finally seen the light. Don't believe them for 1 second. They should have been smart enough to see the light a long time ago. And all they're doing is riding the obvious trend because that trend always existed. We were always moving away from leftism, even during the big cheat. Anyway, Stephen Cruiser wrote this. A big part of the takeover, when he was talking about this, the big cheat and the healthcare takeover and all that, this Wu Flu stuff, he says, was the installation of a weak-minded dullard puppet in the Oval Office. And he asked, how's that working out for us? We have allies and enemies acting up all around us, and a president who only seems to be in charge when he's licking an ice cream cone for his cheerleaders in the press. The bad actors in the world tend not to misbehave as much when there is a strong president in the United States. No one on the planet is under the impression that Joe Biden is strong. And see, Joe Biden will get out there and he'll act as if, oh, he better not do anything, man. He better do something else, whatever, man. That Putin, he doesn't know what's coming. You've seen Joe Biden on the campaign trail when he lies. Well, you think you can do more push-ups than me? I'll do more push-ups than you right now. You think you're so smart? I'm smarter than you. Yeah, I'm smarter than you. I graduated top of my class. See, this is the problem when you bring pathological liars and you promote them. When you bring insane ideas and you promote them and you act as if it's okay. So what? We lied. Get over yourselves, conservatives, you sanctimonious truth seekers. He goes on. The saber rattling is done and Putin has made his move. So where does that leave us? This guy named Cameron wrote a nice breakdown of it. He says, and this is part of it. He says, the Biden administration has responded to the actions of Russia by placing sanctions on Donetsk and Luhansk. Biden will soon issue an executive order that will prohibit new investment, trade, and financing by U.S. persons to, from, or in the so-called DNR and LNR regions of Ukraine. This EO will provide authority to impose sanctions on anybody determined to operate in those areas of Ukraine. This is what Psaki said in a statement. To be clear, these measures are separate from and would be in addition to the swift and severe economic measures we have been preparing in coordination with allies and partners should Russia further invade Ukraine. Ooh, I'm so scared. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And if it seems that I'm being a bit sarcastic and mocking Joe Biden's administration, the Team Demento, well, you caught on. You figured out what this show is about. Because, see, if Joe Biden were doing... Look, let me just say this. I don't care whether they go in or don't go in. What I do care about is how the United States is perceived either way. See, Putin... is either going to do what he wants to do or not. And I think Trump would have said, you know what, Vladimir? I don't give a crap. But I tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going to have the Nord Stream 2 pipeline going over to Germany. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you the other thing I'm going to do. I'm going to make sanctions so costly for you that you wouldn't even think about stepping foot into anywhere else. So all the different things. Whatever he may be trying to do. I don't know. Again, and neither do all of us listening here. Let's just be honest. We're force-fed whatever they tell us. I played a clip the other day of Tucker Carlson saying, guys, why do we jump to conclude, oh, it must be better for us to protect Ukraine because they're considered a democracy? Well, who says? Is Canada a democracy? Do you support Canada right now with Trudeau and this stuff that he's doing with these truckers? Do you support what their parliament just did in agreeing with this clown? And issuing this emergency act that's allowing them to act in a way that I've never heard, would have ever dreamed that Canada would become. Huh. See, I'm not falling for it. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know. But here's what I do know. I know that when I entrust people in the government to act in the best interests of American citizens, I want to know that's what they're doing. I don't want to believe that they've got entanglements with the top three countries that we are embattled with in some form or another, a.k.a. well, certainly two of them, Russia and China, and how that impacts what your decision-making may be on Ukraine. I am definitely concerned about that. Keyboard commando Joe Biden, all talk. See, talk is easy, folks, when you don't have to act. And that's how Biden dealt with things when he was vice president for Baby Black Jesus. And then when he became a political stooge well beyond his expiration date politically, and the Democrats cast him in the big cheat. But see, words don't suffice any longer. Over the years, Biden has played loose cannon guy. He's I call him Tommy Tough Butts. But as one guy wrote about him, he says he's just a spaz who lashes out because he's not intelligent, and anything challenging him frightens him. Remember when Biden said, Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be the president. He doesn't want me to be our nominee. If you're wondering why, it's because I'm the only person in this field who's ever gone toe-to-toe with him. Yeah, whatever. Toe-to-toe. Yeah. In this other article, the guy says, we heard a lot from the lefties about what Putin could get away with while Trump was president. And you want to know what Putin got away with when Trump was president? Absolutely nothing. However, he annexed Crimea while Baby Black Jesus was president. And now, with Joe Biden in office, he's decided, you know what? Let's just bring the old USSR back together. Why not? The United States is powerless to stop us. I've said this before, I'll say it again, and you already know what I'm about to say. When the United States has an idiot for a leader, that's when we're most vulnerable. When we had a powerful person in office, Reagan, for example, Trump, for example, the world dare not try to do this kind of nonsense. But when you have somebody like Biden in there, if you think that the world isn't watching and they aren't saying, you know what, you better get it while you can. They love our four-year cycles, especially when the Democrats are cheating. They can even tolerate an eight-year cycle with a Bush League leader like Obama. But if this country sticks together, nobody would bother us. Nobody would mess with us. We wouldn't even be dealing with stuff like this. 2022, we're going to teach these suckers a lesson, folks. And 2024 will be far worse. And you're watching all this play out. So when you see Democrats, remind them of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
So while the prospect of Joe Biden being in charge of our foreign policy as it pertains to Russia and China and elsewhere, I have an even scarier thought. Harris. Kamala Harris. I don't know if you guys know this. Kamala Harris was in Munich the other day, and here's what somebody wrote. With little to do in the Biden administration, Harris has taken five trips abroad, embarrassing herself and her country across the globe. Her to-do in Munich over the Ukraine issue in terms of recklessness gave Neville Chamberlain a run for his money. And then it talks about what she said. So anyway, I didn't get the clip. But here's what I can, what I'm going to read the rest of this article. It says, so apparently she just noticed that Ukraine has a problem and the U.S. is all over it, coming to Europe to solve it. What's more, she apparently thinks Europeans who have already held significant talks with Putin over the matter haven't really been paying attention. Is this a self-absorbed fool who's just starting to do her homework? Apparently. She just looked up from her Instagramming and noticed that Ukraine is serious and is now announcing it in case anyone at the conference or in the press dispatched to cover it didn't know. Now, I don't know what she said because I didn't get the clip, but she had to have really screwed the pooch. And here's the thing about whatever she did say. It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't be, oh, that's a pretty idiotic statement. We have a fool who's essentially got as his VP a glorified stripper, and we're supposed to take him seriously. Oh, Kevin, you're being very mean. You're being disrespectful. You know, it is, after all, the offices of the president and the vice president. Uh-huh. Is that the way you look at it? Yeah, good for you. He goes on, he says, it sounds like something a dim Hollywood figure would say. Bette Midler or Susan Sarandon or Meghan Merkel or Jared Behar, take your pick. Don't forget that a few weeks ago, based on leaks from a disgusted staff, Kamala became rather famous for not doing, quote, her homework, even when her staff spoon-fed it to her. Here's what the Washington Post reported. Staffers who worked for Harris before she was vice president said one consistent problem was that Harris would refuse to wade into briefing materials prepared by staff members and then berate employees when she appeared unprepared. One staffer told the paper, it's clear you're not working with someone who is willing to do the prep and the work. With Kamala, you have to put up with a constant amount of soul-destroying criticism and also her own lack of confidence. So you're constantly sort of propping up a bully, and it's not really clear why. This sounds exactly like that, folks. She was remarkably fact-challenged, not exactly doing her homework on how many conflicts have hit the European continent since World War II, claiming that peace, claiming that the place was always at peace. Now, that's what they wrote before things got even worse. Because that particular article I was reading from was before they went into Ukraine. God, what an idiot these people are. Look, I'm telling you this from the heart. I know how conservatives are like. You're not wanting to confront. You want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I could go on. How long are you going to keep this up? I mean, if someone confronts you with idiocy, as the left does, people who are willing to vote for Biden or say that they are, and you say nothing, you condone it. In the first hour of this particular broadcast, I made the comment that the Democrats are on the run. Democrats are afraid to say that they're affiliated with Biden or Harris, with the Democratic Party. I talked to you about Pennsylvania and how Democrats have been shrinking in the rural parts of Pennsylvania, in the rural parts of Wisconsin, the rural parts of North Carolina, all the various swing states. The ones who are left are afraid to admit that they're hanging in there. And they're not, look, the article made it appear as though these people were afraid to hang in there because they were afraid of us. What are we going to do to them? That's not the case at all. The reason why these Democrats are afraid to tell you who they are is very simple. They're embarrassed, but they're too stupid to leave. They won't leave because they're dogmatic. See, these people are idiots who don't, they are never going to admit that they're wrong. Are you kidding? You might as well wait for a rock to sprout a rose. It's not going to happen. They're not going to admit their fault. So they stick with it. And you know what they're hoping for? They're hoping that things work out. They're hoping that in some cosmic, freak of nature, because it has nothing to do with God, that things work out in their favor. I ask this question many times, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
I asked this question many times. Where do you think this goes? How do you think this plays out for the Democrats? Okay, should we recap the withdrawal from Afghanistan? I didn't even mention that earlier today, though. I'm just saying, we have that. We have Americans who have been told, run, leave Ukraine now, go to Poland. China, I told you earlier, just warned anybody doing business with Taiwan is going to be put on their crap list. So what are these businesses going to do? These woke businesses. And speaking of that, I still give a good chuckle at Hollywood, and I'm going to give a plug for the flickfest.com, but I have a big chuckle at Hollywood because China lured them in and said, hey, make movies for us. Say what we want you to say. Change your politics, and we'll support you. And then China just pulled the rug out from under Hollywood. They are no longer accepting their crappy movies anymore. Conservatives, we have an opportunity. Help me out with the FlickFest. Anyway, I'm just... if you think that things are going to get any better, you better think again. What if something happens to Joe Biden and this clown, a woman who slept her way to the top, a woman who her own people... Pay attention to me, people. I'm preaching right now. Her own people say she doesn't even study. Now, let's ask ourselves this. Why would you not study politics when you're in politics? Simple question, right? Have you ever been somewhere and you've done something like you were the keynote speaker or you were going to do Q&A and people in the audience were smarter than you? It's not a good feeling. Happened to me one time and I didn't like it and I said it would never happen again. Kamala Harris did everything she could to work her way, and I use my finger quotes with work, to get to the position now of being the number two person in this country, and she will not do her homework. I'm going to ask you again, because I want to know if you know the answer. Why does she not do her homework? Yeah, think about it. Well, let me give you the answer. When you haven't had to do the homework, you don't do the homework. When you don't know how to do the homework, you don't do the homework. Right now, I'll use my kid as my youngest son as an example. This kid, I don't work on his homework the way I did with his brothers, who are older. It came from a little different thing where it was on paper. And they'd come home, I'd look over their homework, and I'd say, okay, great, you did good here. If they didn't show enough work, I'd say, show me how you did this. Nowadays, it's all electronic. And so I have to make him put things off and show me how to do it. And why do I do it? So I think I told you guys this story. They came back after a COVID year, and the math teacher said, let's see where you guys are because I need to get you an assessment of the class. So he gave them a pop math quiz. And my son said when he initially looked at it, he was like, oh, he had to dust off some cobwebs. But then he remembered all the testing and the grueling stuff that I'd done to him during the break. And he said he got a little smile. He was like, oh, shoot, I know how to do this. So he starts working it. He gets 100. But he said to me, he says, Dad, there were kids crying. I went, really? He goes, yeah, a lot of kids were crying. I said, why do you think they were crying? He goes, because they didn't know the work. They didn't know what to do. I said, so think about this, kiddo. You're in the 9th grade. You spent 8 years learning something, and then you get to the point where somebody tests you on it, and you are blank. How do you think they felt? And he just looked, I said, exactly. How'd you feel? He said, pretty proud. I said, did you think about those sessions we went through when you were crying at home when I was making you do the work? He goes, yeah. I said, contrast that with how you felt when you knew it. Folks, this is stuff Kamala Harris should learn by the time she was in the 8th grade. And she didn't learn it. You think she's going to get any better? How do you think Joe Biden's going to do? You think Bidenflation's going to suddenly disappear? You think our debt's going to just suddenly magically go away? We're in the midst of being able to say, I told you so, and you better put those words in your lips.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.